Hello!
Hello! And welcome
to the center of Death Valley!
This is John.
And I'm Dave.
And this is, of course, the Devil's Advocate's Legally Distinct Podcast.
Variety show.
Bringing you yet another juicy episode of the top content on the internet. You can't find another podcast out there. We literally dare you. We'll find you.
Yeah, they're all...
We'll hurt you.
We've killed them all.
Yeah. It's true.
Joe Rogan killed him.
Yep. There's a clone dead. In their places. You've heard that conspiracy true? That conspiracy theory? It's true. We're the ones doing it.
Bobby Lee and his ginger friend dead.
It was us. We did it all.
Who is that southern comedian? You know who I'm talking about.
Fucking the atheist dude.
I think so. He's always on the on like the shorts and shit.
Like dark hair,
kind of like sometimes it's lighter, sometimes it's darker, sometimes it's long. He's always Theo Vaughn.
Oh, Theo Vaughn. That's not who I was thinking of. Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm thinking
of an older one that's dead now.
Yeah, Theo Vaughn is dead.
No, we didn't do that to Theo Vaughn. Yeah, Theo Vaughn is himself.
And cloned him.
No, I'm not gonna go that far.
What? You didn't do what?
No.
What?
Theo Vaughn? No, absolutely not.
There's a limit to
there's gotta be a limit.
No, there's no limit anywhere to our podcast.
But Theo Vaughn is
season three.
No, Theo
season three.
We would never
season three.
We would never
season three.
Do anything.
Season three.
In fact, we would welcome Theo Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, I would love him on the show.
On this podcast Theo Vaughn's, with open arms.
Theo Vaughn's clone, come join us.
I'm not going to take responsibility for that.
Joe Rogan, Alex Jones,
alive and well and is very, very much himself.
Yeah, his clone's doing great.
Donald Trump, Alex Jones, all of those guys. Yeah, no, of course, we got him in the backyard, and the clones are out there. That's why they all look all fucked up and ugly.
And weird.
Because we're not very good at making clones.
No.
You ever noticed how recently Joe Rogan just looks like raw hamburger meat? That's because that's what we made him out of.
Were we going to talk about something? Do you have an idea?
Fuck. I don't know.
I had another whale's tale, but, I mean, how many more of these can we tell? You don't want any more whale's tales, do you?
Well, it's just the thing about the whale's tales is it always ends with, like, Irish people being killed
or black people being killed.
It seems like those are the two main groups being killed in these tales.
And I'm the Spanish guy...
I'm starting to become really worried that, like, I don't know, we're, like... I didn't realize that the tales from Wales would be so race-based. I'm just...
Why does that surprise you? They're from the 11th... century.
Well, yeah.
10th century.
I don't know. I just expected, like... what I thought when you said you were going to talk about whale tales, was that it would be like... Here's, like, Welsh people believe in this crazy creature that lurks in the woods, and if their children aren't super nice all year, then this creature will come in the night on a certain night of the year and drag them into the woods and rearrange their organs, and their parents find them in the trees in the woods, and their eyes are backwards, and there's the words... carved in their chest, Mirnith Needle. Is that not a reasonable expectation?
Oh, okay.
To think that, like, horned fucking beasts would be coming out of the woods and shit like that would be what the whale's tails are? No, it's just like, this guy went to fucking Ireland and iced a bunch of fucking druids, and then when he felt bored with that, he was like, hey, you know... I should just kill everyone with dark skin, because that is just what's on my plate. Like, I'm just going to go up to them, and they're going to be like, hey, what are you doing here? I'm going to be like, I'm just here. And they'll be like, well, I don't like that. You just showed up, and we don't know why. And then he's going to be like, well, you want to do something about it? They're like, well, yeah. And then he's going to be like, well, I'm fucking killing you. I'm going to kill you. And then he does it. And I just don't know if I like the message of these stories. These are not good tales.
Okay, so, you know where I actually, you know where this book came from?
No,
the like, metaphysics shelf.
Shit.
The in particular the witchcraft, and I can't figure out why. You know, except for the story where the guy where Math turned all the people into animals and made them have sex with each other and have babies and bring the babies back to him and he turned them. Babies and the humans and baptize them in the name of the Lord.
Now see that I can almost get on board with, except for the last bit. Like that part I feel like is a little questionable, but maybe it's alright. Like the rest of it was pretty cool.
Well, the guys
it wasn't
the guys just, that
was it race based in any
no,
way?
No,
no, it was just punished. Like babies.
No, no, it was like, it was a punishment because the two guys that he was transforming raped his virgin, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, because he needed that virgin for his feet. Because that's where he put his feet, was in the virgin lap. Because he had a disorder. Of course. Yes. That made it to where he needed that. And, you know, I have that same disorder, audience.
You know, I didn't think we'd get 3 episodes out of Whale's Tales.
Well, it was...
It's impactful. It sticks with you, man.
In a bad way.
Why was it on the witchcraft show? I can't figure that out. There's no witchcraft in it.
No, it's just racial conquest. Racially based conquest. Like, just go wipe out some cultures.
I mean, they did kill a lot of Welsh people, too. In the first 2 stories, they were killing Welsh people. Then they killed the Irish people. And then they just killed anybody indiscriminately.
Because, of course, I mean, at some point, you just gotta let go and let your fucking dark urges take you over and just go slaughter indiscriminately men, women, and children
Can we call this episode Dark Urges?
Dark Urges. It's like...
Oh,
it's just the last thing I was expecting. I don't know, man. I really... It took me for a loop, and I've been through the loop ever since, and I'm just like, what's going on?
Is this, like, the Junji Ito thing again?
No. Because the Junji Ito thing is, like, nobody believes that that's real. They're just like, the only thing that's fucked up about that is that somebody thought of it. Oh,
here. Yeah, but...
The only thing that's fucked up about the Junji Ito's work is the fact that he thought of it. The thing that's fucked up about the Whale's Tales is that people... This is mythology, right?
Yeah,
so people believed this. And potentially, maybe a few Orthodox pagan believers still do.
And, like...
Or they wouldn't even be pagan. Like, they're Catholic. But this is, like... That's the other thing that's throwing me through a loop here. Why are they Catholic?
Yeah.
Why are they on the side of... The Welsh are Catholic. Is this real? Is this real? I thought for sure it was going to be pagan shit. Like, polytheistic revelry in the snowy woods.
There's giants, and there's, like, hags and magical creatures. At one point, there's a unicorn. A horse.
Yeah, I remember the story, but that's just, like, another undertone here that... Maybe I just missed that shit and other things too. I don't know.
I don't know. I was also.
There's nothing special about the fact that there's racial conquest in stories of old.
And that was really the way of life. But
for
they
a
also
lot of
pointed.
People.
I think it comes from the reality of the time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Because like the Catholic Church was invading Ireland, killing all the people.
That's.
And
conversion at the point of a sword,
and England was really invading the other lands and taking them over,
and so they codified it into their mythology.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense in that context. It's hard to wrap my head around. I was taken aback by these stories.
Oh, they are definitely jarring,
very off putting.
Some of them are a little bit hard to read.
Very concerning.
I would not recommend this book to anybody.
Yeah, this is not bedtime stories for kids.
No, definitely not. I mean, you could read them to your kids if you want to.
If you hate your kids. Or you're trying to raise them to be like... a particular type of way that we don't condone on this podcast. As much as we make fun of certain cultural things, and you know, I've had my fair share of making fun of the Irish on this podcast. As everyone knows, you're very well aware. Everybody is acutely aware.
It's your favorite hobby.
But that doesn't mean I want Irish people to suffer, or I want their pagan ancestors to have been killed by
Catholics.
Crazed
Welsh Catholics.
Welsh Catholics. I wish that hadn't happened. I feel like the Druids were probably pretty okay on their own. They probably didn't need Catholic conversion. Am I right? Like, what's the word? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they were doing some fucked up shit, and maybe they needed some.
It was never mentioned in the tales. It was never mentioned in the tales.
But I just can't imagine how bad it could have been that the Catholic Church had to come in and
convert everybody.
At the point of a sword, more specifically, because a lot of them didn't want to go. They were like, no, this is our culture. We're not going to give it up. And the Catholics were like, fuck you. Yes, you are. Like, you're doing it or you're dying. This is a Catholic state now.
Yeah.
And it has been ever since. And I think that's fucked up.
It really is.
And I don't think Catholicism has done Ireland any favors. Probably not a very popular thing to say, but
it's stolen away their children, their little girls, and the babies of unwed mothers.
So, and maybe I'm short-sighted on the prospect because I'm just an American Muppet, but it does make sense, though, these stories. I will say, like, these stories, yeah, you're right, it's from the, like, 12th century.
Yeah, no.
It's, yeah, no, this is
10th, 11th, 12th century.
Yeah, yeah, like, this
The Arthurian stories throw me.
That yeah, no, that one's weird.
Why suddenly Arthurian stories? And like they're like Arthurian stories I've never heard before. And one of them, Arthur gets embarrassed.
They cast Arthur in a very strange light.
Yeah, he's not
like any other Arthurian legend I've ever been exposed to.
He's not very capable. He's always losing men or, like,
very small-minded.
Yeah.
Like,
in one of them, he's playing this game with this Welsh general, and, like, his men are being murdered by the ravens, or like, fucking with ravens, and he's like, and every time he's asked to deal with the problem, he's like, make your move to the Welsh king, and then finally the Welsh king's like, take this banner and plant it on a hill, and fucking declare war and have the ravens fight back. And the ravens start killing all of Arthur's men. And the Welsh king is like, it's your move. And they continue playing the game as his men get massacred by ravens.
Not that that isn't, like, an amazing scene for a battle, because it is, but, like, it's just surprising to see Arthur on the receiving end of something like that. You'd think Merlin would be there.
No, Merlin's never mentioned.
Yeah.
He has no magicians in his court, actually.
What is this, like,
it's just men of
teenage teenage Arthur, maybe? I can't imagine how
No, he's portrayed as a man, and Guinevere is there. And she's beautiful, but there's always more beautiful women over the next hill. I want to
because they're in Wales.
Yeah, right? I want to go to Wales where all these beautiful women live. If over the next hill there's an even more beautiful woman than I thought ever existed before in my entire life, then I have to. And that's how they describe it every time. It's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life, and my heart goes to her right away, even though I have just met her.
The women in Wales are swell.
Very swell. So apparently in India and Africa as well.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe Egypt, not Africa.
The women in Africa are pretty.
Well, I guess Egypt is in Africa.
Pretty.
Swell.
Snafrica.
Snafrica? Why?
I don't know.
This is not season 3. I thought we got over this shit.
What was the other one? The women in
India.
India or. Really?
Nindia?
No, not that.
Swimbia?
I'm gonna stop. I can't do this.
You started this.
The women in Wales are swell. That's a good one.
Yeah, okay, what about the women in Africa?
They're also swell.
That's what I was trying to get you to say, or at least swole or something.
Swole? Why swole?
Because, you know...
Why do they have to be swole? Tell me why they have to be swole.
Because, you know, they're the most beautiful woman anyone's seen ever.
I guess... Yeah.
I expect swoleness out of them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Same. Maybe the women in Wales are also swole.
I believe they're buxom.
Yeah?
Yeah. Viewers, if you know what that means... You know what that means.
I wonder how our viewers in Wales are feeling right now.
Not good. Not good at all. They're like, quit telling stories about whales, man.
No more whales tales. Tales,
please. Please fucking.
In three straight episodes of this bullshit.
And all you've been
talking about fucking killing Irish people. We're not into that. We promise we're not into that.
All we want to do is sing our music and talk and... in Welsh, but you have portrayed us as these fucking monsters from a book you found on the witchcraft shelf
in the center of Death Valley,
in the Death Valley bookstore.
Yep, they got a lot of interesting books in there.
Yeah, I'm there all the time buying new books to read for this podcast.
You know, I read one once that said that people of the old world had big old heads that like extended out, and they're like 2 feet tall heads, and they were like really smart, and they like fucking made laptops, and so like if you look at Egyptian hieroglyphs and stuff, it like shows this, because they were like,
are you making this up?
No, actually I'm not making any of this up. I don't believe any of what I'm saying necessarily, like, but I'm not making this up. No.
No.
They had advanced technology like we do now. Laptops, internet. They built the pyramids from the top down using levitation technology and or giants, whichever you prefer to believe in.
If I like the giants.
Both, maybe. I like maybe the giants were using levitation technology.
There's a lot of talk of giants in mythology.
And these big old headed, big-headed...
humans.
People.
In the old world.
They, like, were like, all right, now we, like, made some... fucking
pyramid.
Pointy piles of rocks for you and some shit, and you made some like super like vague like images that could mean anything, and we're just gonna dip now. We're just gonna dip, and like good luck, you know. And then they just dipped, and that's how that works. That's how the world fucking works to people. Some people out there, they like that people fucking believe this. This is a real thing that people believe in their heart of hearts.
You know, before you started talking about this, I had an idea to talk about the dogmen of Greece.
The dogmen of Greece?
Yeah, like back in olden times, back in like the 500 or 600s. There's reports of this island full of dogmen killing Greek soldiers 5-1.
What?
And the Greeks exterminated them.
Dogmen?
Yeah, historical dogmen. They were dog-headed men. They lived on one of the islands south of Greece.
Well.
And the Greeks showed up and murdered all of them.
I am really glad that the dogmen didn't team up with the big-headed Egyptian folk. Because that would have been cataclysmic. Oh. Could you imagine? They would have built pyramids and
with dog heads on the tops.
Would have, like, marked them with their supersonic, like,
magic
spiritual piss. Pee. We would just be psionic slaves for generations. Eons. Maybe that's what happened. Oh, fuck. That's what happened, wasn't it, Dave? The dogmen peed on the pyramids and now we're just dog piss slaves. Are we dog piss slaves, Dave?
Yes, we are dog
piss. Oh, no.
This episode is brought to you by Psionic Dog Piss.
Psionic Dog Piss. I'd like to remind the audience that you can send us voice messages, and we encourage you to send us voice messages. If you send your voice message, there's a chance it'll be published. A very high chance.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, a very, very high chance that we'll talk about it.
So, yeah, we're sponsored by Psionic Dog Piss. We'll see you next time.